You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, we have had pockets of dryness in southern Illinois extending into the southwest. Those have become areas of concern and talking points. But we also have had talk that those areas may receive some precipitation in the next week to 10 days. What can you do to put us in the know on that?
Well, there are a couple of interesting features that have developed over the last several weeks. If you just look at rainfall over the last 14-day period across the central United States, and really all of the United States, for soybeans, it's interesting in that right now conditions are drier than on any of the last three growing seasons, just from the perspective of the last 14 days and focused on soybeans. It's drier right now than it was in 2013, 12, or 11. So that's kind of the background of what we have going on right now, just from a topsoil level situation. Everything is kind of focusing in on next week. We know that over the next 4 to 5 days, there aren't very many rain chances. There will be a few showers here and there, and temperatures do remain favorably cool. We'll actually end up having around the fifth driest July in 120 years across the corn and soybean belt. So cool weather at this time of the year is always a good deal for corn and soybeans, but we still need to see some rain. As we get into the second half of next week, say Tuesday or Wednesday, we do have two storm systems that come through the central U.S. One of those originates from the southwestern U.S., which is where monsoon season is beginning now in Arizona. It's always good to see one of those types of systems moving toward you because they do tend to produce rainfall. But there's a large number of uncertainties regarding that system. At this point, we would only be comfortable forecasting a half inch to 1 inch of rain scattered across different areas of the corn and soybean belt, with best overall chances to the north of Interstate 80 and not in some of those southern areas that you were mentioning.
So the trend for August then will continue to be cool with less than favorable moisture potential?
Well, it all comes down to what happens next week. If we end up getting a large rain system from the waves of energy that are coming through, then that will tend to offset all the issues that might be developing. As far as temperatures go, there's a real high correlation between very cool Julys and cool August to follow. So at this point, we would find it unlikely for there to be a significant situation in which we'd have a widespread heat situation developing later on in August. You always have to watch it, but the big story right now is we need to see it rain next week, and as long as it does, that will help to offset the drying situation that's taking place now.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
That's Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.